Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Charlotte Flair speaks about her absence and New Japan becomes evil. For Monday, July the 13th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I mean, I'm actually surprised there's not a giant picture hanging right here of me to inspire all the competitors that step through these ropes.
Charlotte Flair off TV for the time being. We weren't sure how long she was going to be away for. Early reports said that she was going to be back around SummerSlam. And then she mentioned in an interview that it would just be a couple of weeks. Now it looks as if it could be longer. Charlotte took to Twitter to discuss her absence from TV recently. The following is a series of tweets sent by Charlotte. So she says, "My air conditioning is broken and we have a little free time. These tweets may be spaced out a bit, but we're going to talk time off, plastic surgery, and boobs. The entire world having an opinion on the topic bothers me more than I care to let on, so we're going to discuss it. I'm going to save the history of my boobs for a different bedtime story. So, picture it. Charlotte, North Carolina, 2018. A young queen, shortly after a career-defining WrestleMania victory, finds herself sicker than sick at her brother's house. A trip to the doctor tells us the likely culprit is silicone poisoning and that my implant had been leaking for quite some time. It was one of the worst cases the doctor had ever seen. At that time, I had a few options to fix the issue. Each option had a specific recovery time. I love this job more than anything, so I picked the option that allowed me to return the soonest. That was the choice I made. Fast forward to a few months ago, something felt off, so I went back to the doctor, same issue again. This time, I'm going with an option I believe will solve the issue long time, even though the recovery period is a little longer than I would like. So to clarify, I do not have silicone poisoning this time. The surgery is cosmetic to fix an issue from a prior surgery. I'll be back when I am ready. The body will be rested and the mind still focused on legacy. Focused on this job. Focused on being better. Always being better." So there we go. Charlotte Flair off TV for the foreseeable, it seems, to get herself properly treated. It's not uncommon for wrestlers, especially when they are in the throes of a major run on television, to take these options that get them back into the ring shorter. You know, we look at, you know, someone like Paul Orndorff back in the 80s, who made the decision to avoid extensive surgery on his arm because he was in the middle of a house show run with Hulk Hogan, and that had some really dramatic long-term effects for him. Kurt Angle, who took a short route around neck surgery to get him back into the ring quicker after his break in 2003. And some have always suggested that Kurt Angle would be a very different person today had he made the decision to go for the invasive surgery that would have put him out of the ring for a longer time but would have given him more years ahead. But it's not uncommon when you're in the throes of it to want to take the option that will get you back quicker. And Charlotte now in a point of her career where, you know what, she can kick back a little bit. She has worked hard enough now to be at a point where she wants to step away and make sure that she comes back the right way. So more power to Charlotte for doing that. I know that on videos for Graded and news videos as well, that I've lambasted Charlotte for the work she did in NXT, and I know that people will tweet me about that today, but this is different to that. This is somebody who wants to get better and wants to get well and have a longer career ahead of them. And to which I say fair play and rest up, Charlotte. And we'll see you back in the ring very, very soon. A massive weekend of wrestling in Japan as we had a series of events that shook the foundation of New Japan Pro Wrestling. On Saturday night, Evil joined the Bullet Club, and then on Sunday night, Evil was crowned the IWGP double champion, beating Naito in the main event of Dominion. An amazing, amazing showcase with these two, and a genuinely shocking response at the end of the match, which saw what we thought was Bushi attacking Naito turned out to be Dick Togo, beefed to the max, wearing a Bushi mask. Of course, long-term fans will remember Dick Togo from Kai and Tai in WWF in the late 90s. Of course, he's been a big part of Japan, of the wrestling scene in Japan for quite some time, leading to this. A few people still a little bit perturbed by the way all of this went down. New Japan is very much built on a very formulaic view of wrestling booking. So anything like this that goes against the grain always gets a little bit of it's like jumping in a cold bath when it comes to New Japan doing stuff. We only have to look back to Wrestle Kingdom this year, which saw Kenta attacking Naito after he celebrated with the championships. Now, to a lot of long-term wrestling fans, the idea of the next challenger jumping the champion isn't that big a deal. But at the end of kind of their version of WrestleMania, that was a real shock to the system. And with this as well, with Japan coming back following the COVID-19 outbreak, finally getting back in there and really selling this positivity around the return of New Japan, like this real positive energy that we went into Dominion, and to see the one of the biggest heel turns and one of the most shocking results in New Japan in the space of 48 hours. My friend Dan on Twitter put, Evil winning the title is the most shocking thing I've seen in New Japan since yesterday. And that's pretty much echoes how a lot of us feel about it. We do have an idea as to where this is going from here, though. So, as you may have seen, Hiromu Takahashi ran out to save Naito from a post-match attack. And we had that iconic scream from Takahashi at the end of that, which has already been memed several hundred times by the looks of things. But Takahashi has laid down the challenge to Evil for both of his championships. Evil didn't reply at first, but in a backstage interview has accepted the challenge by Takahashi. So we're going into Evil versus Hiromu Takahashi, which I'm very intrigued by, to see Takahashi in the mix for that one. Wasn't the only title change for Dominion, though. Also, Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi defeated Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi for the IWGP tag titles. The great match with these guys, and again, always nice to see Zack Sabre Jr. doing great things as part of New Japan. Really interesting time for New Japan right now, as well as everything happening with Dominion. They had an announcement based on New Japan of America. So this was the year that Japan were going to break into the American market. There was plans to do a series of tours around America and establish their own brand stateside. Obviously, then COVID happened and everything kind of got put on ice. But they started slowly, just the other week with New Japan Pro Wrestling presenting Lions Break Collision from the LA Dojo, which is a show featuring some of their American talent, guys like Rocky Romero and Mysterioso in TJP, to name just three of them. It was very successful. It's now a weekly program on New Japan World. But they announced yesterday as well that starting from July 17th, so by next week, you'll be able to watch Lions Break Collision on Fight TV as well, which is a massive get for New Japan in terms of breaking that American market, putting their product onto something so heavily used by the American market is very intriguing times for them. Excited to see what they're doing. Not the kickoff to their massive plans for New Japan of America that they were hoping for, but either way, it seems to be underway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
At Fight for the Fallen this Wednesday, Cody will defend his AEW TNT Championship against Sonny Kiss. Now, Sonny Kiss has been a part of AEW since the very beginning, but hasn't massively been featured on Dynamite and such. A lot of appearances on Dark, but not much on Dynamite, and that's about to change with this TNT title match. Now, Sonny is gender fluid, talks about it quite a lot, and it's come up in conversations quite a bit. And it was a tweet sent to Cody from an AEW, I'm putting fan in speech marks here, that has got a lot of attention over the last couple of hours. Cody replied to a fan on Twitter, and again, I'm using fan with speech marks, who made some very derogatory comments towards Sonny Kiss. Some slurs about homosexuality. Very shitty comment. Let's call it what it is. Cody took time to respond to this. Quote retweeted it saying, "This is terrible and you're not worth the signal boost. But I'll make this clear to fans worldwide. If you have problems with a gay man receiving a title shot, you can kiss my ass. I am proud to share the ring with Sonny." Really happy to see Cody's response to this. I'm just, every day I go on Twitter, like, I've talked about it quite a bit if you follow me on Twitter, like, a little bit of me dies because you see so much of this. And there is that vibe that it's free speech and people can say what they want. And you can, but you have to understand that just because you say it as it is, it doesn't excuse you. And also, just because you say it as it is and you call it as it is, it doesn't not make you an asshole. You have free speech, but sometimes free speech comes with consequences. If you're going to say something shitty to somebody, you can't then get cross when somebody says something shitty back to you, or if people discredit what you say as being, as this guy was, pretty homophobic and horrible. Nothing wrong with free speech. You can say what you like. But here's an idea. How about not being an arsehole? How about not shooting down somebody who's worked really hard to get where they are just for their sexuality? How about that? Chances are you're listening to this and you probably think I'm being a bit... If you're one of those people that's listening to this thinking, oh, he's being a bit preachy, or I disagree with everything he says, I'm going to unfollow him. Good! Good! If you're upset by somebody like Sonny Kiss getting a title shot, I don't want to be your friend anyway, so that's fine. All right, I'm off my box now. I'm pleased to see Cody Rhodes defending this. And I tell you what, why don't we... Here's a crazy idea. Why don't we judge this match on its merit rather than the sexuality of the person going into it. Why don't we see what this match does? It might be a great match. It might be an awful match. How about we judge it on that merit rather than the sexuality of one of the contestants? Just an idea. Just an idea. That match goes down at Fight for the Fallen this Wednesday as part of another week of an AEW TV special. Also, Jon Moxley and Brian Cage will be fighting for the AEW title. Brian Pillman Jr. gets a shot at the FTW title tomorrow on AEW Dark. He's fighting Brian Cage for that belt. Good luck, Pillman Jr. Good luck. Naomi posted a video on her Instagram following the SmackDown Karaoke Challenge and the fight that she had with Lacey Evans in the aftermath of it. She used the caption, "I don't start mess, I finish it, Lacey Evans." A fan commented on the post saying, "I'd rather see you all wrestle." To which Naomi said, "Yeah, me too. But a lot of times, we have to make chicken salad out of chicken." Poo emoji. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I think Naomi sort of echoes how we felt mainly about the karaoke segment on SmackDown. You can hear what Ross had to say on SmackDown WTF Moments on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I think he said it more eloquently than I. Also on SmackDown, Jeff Hardy is gearing up for a barroom brawl with Sheamus at the horror show at Extreme Rules. Matt Hardy took to Twitter to answer a question from a fan referencing Jeff Hardy's current situation. The tweet said, "Matt Hardy is off doing his own thing, giving back to the business. The guy is mentoring young talent and being celebrated as a legend. Jeff Hardy is being presented as a junkie with no reason to celebrate his time with us. What if he relapsed?" That came from a fan on Twitter, to which Matt Hardy responded with, "I'm very happy with how AEW has let me brand my persona, allowing me to help younger talent on and off screen while also respectfully celebrating my legacy and contributions to the industry. I have those same concerns about the unneeded pressure on my brother." Matt Hardy speaking about the storyline involving his brother, and there is something to be said for the idea of having Jeff Hardy, who has had previous experience with substance abuse, being put in a storyline that really pushes on it quite heavily. Matt Hardy also says, "Make no mistake, from what I've seen Jeff do in ring, he's looked incredible. As a performer, I praise his recent performances. Ultimately, whatever he does is his decision and his alone. My take on his current story is merely my opinion, which doesn't make it right or wrong." Former WWE star Rusev, soon to be known as Miro when he gets onto the circuit, has announced on Twitch today that he's tested positive for COVID-19. He says, "I am absolutely positive for COVID-19. I'm absolutely 100% super mega incredibly positive." He later posted a video on YouTube saying he felt fine, aside from losing his sense of taste and smell, which is a symptom, of course, of COVID-19. This news comes as his wife, Lana, wrote on social media about her mum and her dad, who are both battling COVID-19 recently as well. Now, what this means is that Rusev will now self-isolate for 2 weeks whilst he treats the symptoms of COVID-19. And of course, we wish Rusev and Lana's mum and dad nothing but the best. Fightful Select has been reporting about Vanessa Bourne from NXT. Apparently, Vanessa Bourne is on the main roster now. I know, I missed that too. This basically comes after a report from Fightful Select where they were told that Bourne was actually called up as far back as January or February, which explains why she hasn't appeared on NXT at all since then. This is a quote from Fightful. However, she's still not made her main roster debut. Bourne has been awaiting her debut but moved and hasn't been flown back in regularly since then. Bourne's situation was compared to that of Riddick Moss, who's had a deal coming up and was promoted to the main roster upon re-signing. Now, since all this has unfolded, there have been some major shifts within WWE, and we aren't sure of her status as of now or where she was to land. Obviously, plans for Vanessa to do stuff on the main roster, and then obviously everything got shut down, and we'll see where this happens. Bourne has a great pedigree in wrestling. She was trained at Knox Pro Entertainment under Rikishi and Gangrel. She was signed to WWE back in 2016. She was part of the Mae Young Classic that year as well. She had a short-lived partnership with Aaliyah in NXT. Hasn't been on NXT since January when she was in that number one contenders Battle Royal, which just lends some weight to the idea of Bourne being added to the main roster. I guess we will see soon enough where she falls. WWE are going to be promoting Women's Evolution all week. This is the fifth anniversary today, actually, of the Women's Evolution, the WWE Evolution pay-per-view, the first all-women show WWE's ever put on. So they'll be celebrating it all week long. There has been some rumours circulating that Evolution 2 could be round the corner. We talked about this a little bit on Friday, how August 30th there is penned a WWE Network special. We don't know what that will be yet, but what with this being the five-year anniversary and all of a sudden a little bit more emphasis on that, could easily be an Evolution 2. And former Ring of Honor star, former WWE star Mike Bennett is celebrating an incredible milestone in his life. He wrote on Instagram, 3 years sober. 3 years ago, I had two choices, to stay on the path I was on and lose everything, or take accountability and get clean. I'm so incredibly thankful I chose the latter. Life is difficult, life is painful, life is messy, but life is also incredibly beautiful. Congratulations to Mike Bennett on 3 years clean. All the details of New Japan Dominion are online right now at cultaholic.com. On the podcast feed this week, the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review back tomorrow. It's a watch-along special as myself, Matthew Gregg, and Justin Henry are watching WrestleMania 2000. You can watch along with us if you download the podcast. Also later this week, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring the first ever female Viet American professional wrestler, Viva Van. She joins me on Wednesday to chat about her life and about the wrestling scene in Vietnam, which is currently on the grow. We'll talk about that on Wednesday on a brand new Desert Island Graps. On the YouTube channel today, obviously news, Adam Pacitti and myself, not together sadly, we're still in our isolation stations. One day soon, we'll be reporting on some of the wrestling news from around the world. Ross and Sam are ranking fashion in a brand new tiered list. It's all about wrestling attire. They are the most fashionable people we know. It makes sense that this job falls to them. Big love to the married couple, Ross and Sam. Are they still married? I haven't kept up with the canon on that. Let me know. Thanks very much for downloading the podcast. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.